Welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. The two pre-Lenten Sundays that immediately precede the beginning of Great Lent have as their themes the Last Judgment and the expulsion of Adam from Paradise. These two Sundays are also known as Meat Fair and Cheese Fair, as Orthodox Christians begin to give up the food of this life in order to remove any obstacles in their journey of true repentance during the period of Great Lent. The parable of the Last Judgment is about Christian love. Lord, when did we see thee hungry or thirsty, sick or imprisoned? When you have done it to the least of these, my brethren. There are two themes on the last Sunday before Great Lent: the expulsion of Adam from paradise and forgiveness. Man was created for paradise, but due to sin has been deprived of this blessed life. The first triumph over sin is to forgive men their trespasses, as your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Our first selection comes from the Matin service of Meat Fair Sunday. I ponder upon the fearful day of judgment and lament my evil acts. I ponder upon the fearful day. What answer shall I give to the immortal King? I ponder upon the fearful day, and with what boldness shall I, the prodigal, gaze upon the Judge? I ponder upon the fearful day. O compassionate Father, only begotten Son, and Holy Spirit, have mercy on me. Our first selection is composed by Lamachin and is sung by the Schola Cantorum of St. Peter's in the Loop, J. Michael Thompson, director. This will be followed with a composition by Arkhangelsky, sung by the chamber choir Lege Artis, Boris Abelyan, conductor.
Thank you.
In the Orthodox Church, the season of Great Lent actually begins in the evening at the Forgiveness Vesper service on Cheese Fair Sunday. The various stihira or hymns announce not only the coming of Lent, but also the approach of Pascha, the resurrection of Christ. The pivotal point that announces the beginning of Great Lent comes during the singing of the Great Prokimenon, a set of verses taken from Psalm 68. "Turn not away your face from your child, for I am afflicted. Hear me speedily, draw near unto my soul, and deliver it." This prokimenon, with its accompanying verses, is repeated 5 times, during which the altar covers and vestments are changed from bright colors to Lenten purple. The lights are dimmed, and the faithful know by sight and sound that they are now in the season of Great Lent. We will hear 2 selections of the Great Prokimenon. The first is an anonymous composition sung by the choir of the Russian Orthodox Cathedral in Paris, Eugene Yevits, conductor. Our second selection is a setting in Byzantine chant sung by Apostolos Hill.
Turn not away thy face from thy child, for I am afflicted. Hear me speak.
Turn not away thy face from thy child, for I am afflicted. Hear me speedily, draw near unto my soul, and deliver me. Thy salvation, O God, has set me up, the poor see and rejoice. Turn not away thy face from thy child, for I am afflicted. Hear me speedily, draw near unto my soul, and deliver me.
Let's continue with two more settings of the Lenten Great Prokimenon. Our first selection is Sedin's Nominee Chant, arranged by Konstantinov and sung by the St. Cyril and Methodius Youth Choir in San Francisco, Tatiana Troyan and Elena Perekrestov, conductors. This will be followed by a setting sung in English by the choir of St. Vladimir's Orthodox Seminary, David Drillock, director. At the end of Forgiveness Vespers, Orthodox Christians begin their Lenten journey by performing the Rite of Forgiveness. In this first Lenten movement toward unity and love, the faithful and the clergy ask forgiveness of one another as a return to brotherhood. It is during this time that the choir sings the Paschal or Easter hymns of St. John of Damascus, signifying that the light of the resurrection already shines through the journey of Great Lent. As we end today's program, let's listen to a Znamenie chant setting of the Paschal hymns Let God Arise, sung by the choir of St. Vladimir's Orthodox Seminary.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 202. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day, and please tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.